Tantor Audio presents 50 Ways to Soothe Yourself Without Food by Susan Albers, Sidey. Narrated by Anne-Marie Lee. Introduction. On days like today, I could eat everything that isn't nailed down. I find myself sneaking into the kitchen after getting both kids to bed. I rummage through the refrigerator for something to eat. I justify my nibbling by telling myself that after such a hard day, I deserve something satisfying. Munching makes me feel good. It's instant bliss. I forget about all my chores and stress. And after all the leftovers are gone, I still feel like I need something else. So, I open up a box of cookies. I can't stop eating them until I am way past stuffed. Why does eating feel so good in the moment, and then I feel so much worse than when I started? Rachel. Does this sound familiar? When Rachel needs comfort, she needs it now. A nagging boss, demanding kids, and never-ending housework all seem to vanish for a moment, just as long as she is eating. Munching on potato chips provides a seductive moment of calming and soothing. But just a few minutes after she swallows the last morsel, the soothing effect vanishes and she is filled with regret and guilt. Rachel's relationship with food sums up the way most emotional eaters feel, sometimes on a daily basis. Eating has an amazingly contradictory power. It can relax and calm your nerves, while at the same time, it can drive you crazy. When you eat to soothe,